This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Don't forget, we started at 12:05, and if you weren't here, hello, come back. Get it right. And if you missed it, that's okay. If you missed this whole show and somebody told you about it, you can go to goodlifeguy.com. There's a link there. You can go direct to knssradio.com. There's a link there. You can follow me on Facebook, on the X, if you will. I have an Instagram account. I don't use it that much, but I will tell you that my guest has an Instagram account, and you have to go see it. Just do a little searching. You'll find him. It is... Well, I'm just amazed at the entertainment that's there, but just do a at fullborebarbecueproducts.com and at fullborebarbecue. I'll get it on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And okay, Jacob, before we start talking again about these great innovative cookers, I got to tell you, I got such a kick out of watching the video when you got your equipment, this most recent equipment put in your garage, and you called your wife out, and I have seen that look more than I care to.
She has always, there's always been a bit of a battle about what our back porch is. You know, and every time there's something she wants to decorate in the house or something, you know, I kind of lay off. I might put my 2 cents in, but I'm going to lay down pretty easily on whatever she wants to do. Well, but in the back of my mind, the back porch, that's mine back there. All right. So she's like, should we get a couch? Should we get this here or there? And I'm like, well, you're not going to have room for it because there's just too many smokers back there.
Yeah.
And I decided not to fill her in on a big batch of some stuff that was coming. So that was a pretty good time too. I wish it all would have come at once, because there was actually two more pallets that showed up that impressed her even more. So,
oh, that's great.
Well, but the cool thing is that was all the latest and greatest stuff from Middleby, Masterbuilt Kamado Joe Char Griller.
Yeah.
And now I've had a lot of their products for a long time, but now we got the newest stuff out there. I'm actually in the middle of putting together the new 600 from Masterbuilt, the 600 Gravity Series right now. So,
wow. Okay, let's talk about that. I had heard of, I had seen, I had never cooked on a Masterbuilt product, but this thing is, this stack of charcoal that's self-feeding is killer. I just think that's a great idea.
Yeah, the way I like to put it is it's what a pellet grill wishes it was. You know, pellet grills can do a good job on certain things, and but you're just never going to get the flavor of real charcoal with the same ease unless you have this Gravity Series. It's pretty seamless in the way it works. It's very easy. The only difference between that and a pellet grill as far as like the ease of use is, you know, flicking a lighter and lighting a fire starter compared to just pressing a button. So it's about the same there, but the difference is with a pellet grill, your range is going to be usually about 80 degrees to, they say, 450. I've never seen one actually get that hot, but with this, you know, you're anywhere from 150 to 700, and you can do it in about 10 minutes. So it's an unbelievable piece of machinery. That's what I started cooking on for Masterbuilt with their old, I think their first version was the Gravity Series 560, which they just sunsetted this year and replaced with the 600 that I have in my garage right now to do a little video on here coming up. But, you know, they've come out with bigger versions, some different things. I have the 800 as well, has a griddle that slides into it. You just replace the grill rack, slide the griddle in. There's a pizza oven, there's rotisseries, there's all kinds of stuff you can put on these things. And the technology is awesome. It's got a fan that runs the charcoal for you, keeps you right at the temperature you need to be. And that is a lot of what they put into this new connected Joe. Wow. So,
hey, you know, isn't it something though, really, when you think about this, you know, I had my first smoker was one of those little, I think it was from Walmart, offset smoker, you know, build a little fire in the small chamber and then put your ribs or whatever over there on the next side. And it worked, but you had to kind of mess with it. You had to be out there keeping the fire just right and monitoring the temperature. And, of course, Bloody Marys in the morning, a cold beer at night. But it was fun work, and we enjoyed that. But nowadays with a Yoder, with a Masterbuilt, or this connected Joe, they take a lot of that heartache out of it. If you know, it's pretty hard to make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I have a brand new 7-month old baby, and I'm traveling for work all the time. So when I'm home, I usually have a pretty nice sized honey-do list to finish up. So it's really nice to just set it and forget it, throw some meat on, you know, set a timer to remind me to go look at it, flip it, start whatever. But you don't have to worry about, did my fire go out? Did this, it's there for you. With the Masterbuilt and now the Connected Joe. Now, the fun thing about the Connected Joe, too, is that if you want to use it the same way as you would their, you know, your Big Joe, your Series 2, whatever, you can. So you don't have to use any of the electronics or anything on it. And there's there's a lot of times that can be fun, too. You're like, hey, man, I just want to do this old school when you have time to sit there and watch it. But on a weeknight, all you have to do is charcoal in it. There's a coil in the bottom. You press a button. It actually lights the charcoal up for you. You don't have to use a fire starter or anything. And then it's got a fan where you can set whatever temperature you want, and it's going to keep it there for you.
God, I can't wait. I think it's such a great idea. And, you know, and my Big Joe, if I want to cook steaks for me and the wife, you know, it's an 8-pound bag of charcoal. Yes, you can use less and use just one side, but you know, it's even with the grill on the lowest setting. I like a lot of heat. I'd like to start with the grill 500 plus before I put the meat on. You know, and it's a lot, but the smaller one, and then with this idea of the electric starter in the bottom and that kind of thing, it's just a. It's very interesting. I can't wait to give it a test run. And I know I convinced a lot of friends to get Big Green Eggs in the beginning, and now some, too, are transitioning to Kamado Joe. Speaking of which, have you ever met Eric Gebhardt?
Yeah, no, I've met him several times. He is, as far with Middleby Outdoor, he actually just put together what's called our culinary pro team, I guess. So there's six of us that are all extremely more talented than myself.
Listen,
but they threw me a bone and let me be a part of it too. But Eric leads that team, and we, you know, go around the country, do different events here and there, whether it be for, you know, places that carry their products or things like, I know they cooked at the Sundance Film Festival last year. Charleston Food and Wine, things like that. They had me out at Memphis in May doing some demos on with Home Depot out there. I actually just hopped over to North Carolina and cooked for a lot of the executives at Lowe's Home Improvement. So it's fun little things like that. But yeah, Eric leads that team. Eric has the coolest job I've ever seen in my life. I think he's still over in, I know he was just in Amsterdam cooking with Kamado Joe, and he's over there somewhere now, Finland, I want to say. But yeah, give him a follow on Instagram too. He does some cool things.
Oh, he's a good friend. He's been to Wichita a number of times and done cooking demos in this beautiful demo kitchen at All Things Barbecue. And he's been on the radio show two or three times in the studio with me, and he's just a piece of work. And you're right, he's got the best job. Other than he's gone a lot. He's got a beautiful wife and some great kids, but boy, he's on the road a lot. Okay, so we got that.
From what I understand, his wife can probably outcook me too. She does, you know, whole hogs and stuff all the time.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, you got to keep your man happy, and what better way to do that? Well, one of the ways you should do that. all right, so we talked about Masterbuilt, and I can't wait to see one. Don Carey said they don't have any in stock right now, but I'll see if I can fix that. But the Kamado Joe thing, I can't wait. I really look forward to giving that a test drive and sharing it with all my friends. Let's talk about this company that you put together. Okay, so you guys came up with rubs and things that you were using in the early days to get you started in competition. And anybody who cooks outside has their own special blend of stuff. But it's always fun to recreate, to mix, to combine, to try others' handiwork. I'm a big fan of, come on, Brian, work with me. Pecan rub used to, John Henry. John Henry's pecan rub is the base for several other rubs that I make. And, you know, it's just a beauty. But so you guys came up with these, and the transition from, hey, let's make our rubs and make our barbecue good to, let's put it in jars and sell it. You touched on the beginning. If you could get in a couple local stores, you were thrilled. You're in a lot more than a couple local stores, and you make a lot of products. Do you have a production facility? How do you do this?
Yeah, so from the beginning, I knew it was not barbecue is not yet my full-time gig. I still have a pretty demanding full-time job, so I knew it wasn't something that I was going to be able to, you know, keep any store stocked if I'm doing it in my kitchen type of thing. So from the beginning, I tried to figure out co-packers and different things like that. The hurdles with that is, hey, are they going to get my recipes right? And then if they're right this time, are they going to be right next time and time again and stay consistent? And we actually switched co-packers one time, and it wasn't because they were getting them wrong. It's just because we kind of outgrew them and moved into sauces, and they just did spices, and now the one I use does both. So they're actually made in Lewisburg, North Carolina now. A lot of them are warehoused out there, although my – other warehouses, the garage downstairs, we've never parked in there. It's just full of barbecue. and that's where we ship out all our online orders and some smaller orders and things like that. Great. But yeah, it's just, you know, every store we've been in, you know, I've walked in and asked for the manager and chatted them up and got them on the shelves. Or, you know, a category manager of a grocery store that has, you know, several locations, that type of thing. So it's been a lot of fun. I've always been in sales in my other career and still am as well. But to sell something that you've made and you're more passionate about is a ton of fun too. So while I'm traveling for work, you know, I'm usually stopping by a few Ace Hardwares or a few butcher shops here and there and saying, hey, you know, we got this. Would it be something y'all are interested in carrying? So the recipes we have out there in the world, those are, call them, because there are actually one of those guys, you know, when I was talking to some of the younger folks, getting them into that barbecue competition back in the day at the Heimafest. One of those guys has been, you know, doing it ever since. And he actually just won his first ever competition a couple weeks ago. And they use all my stuff, you know, right off the shelf onto their meat. And they got their first win. So it's, I don't want to call it basic, but we tried to make something that anybody could use. You know, you're not going to find what we have out there right now. Weird add-ons like a, like say a honey crystals in your rub or anything like that. We have our barbecue rub, we have our spicy barbecue rub, and like I said, I hate to call them basic, but they are, you know, anybody can use these things, whether you're a competition cook or you're cooking in your backyard, and you're going to get good flavor, good meat.
I like
out of them. So
well, I'll tell you what, let's take another quick break. We got to pay some bills. If you can hang with us a few more minutes without making mama mad or the dogs mad. You have two executive assistants when you're cooking outside.
Yeah, I have them downstairs right now, so I'm shocked they haven't barked. They try to save me from the mailman about every 5 minutes or so.
I love that. Oh, what fun. Now, quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of those rubs and what the future holds. And then I got a wine of the week that will, if your fancy ain't tickled with this wine, you don't have a fancy. This wine is a, it's a red blend from Washington State. So therein lies the answer to the question, who makes good wine? What's good wine from Washington State? One of my favorites. We'll talk about that later. We'll be right back after this break with Jacob Lubbers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.